Hi, welcome back to the PubK Compliance News Podcast. This is Bill Olver. Every morning, PubK Compliance captures the latest news and opinion on Government False Claims Act cases, Foreign Corrupt Practices Act enforcement, and related legal issues. Every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap the top headlines from our daily news. Contractors applying for a tax exemption confirmation in Afghanistan will no longer have to submit a complete or redacted copy of their contract. The Afghan Minister of Finance approved a new procedure for prime and subcontractors performing under the Department of Defense Bilateral Security Agreement, or NATO Status of Forces Agreement. Previously, contractors had to submit a request letter from the contracting officer and a complete or redacted copy of the contract for which a TEC was being requested. The Finance Minister has approved a new single form that replaces the request letter and contract. The Department of Justice recently stepped in to defend a relator's use of statistical sampling to demonstrate FCA liability, even though the department chose not to intervene in the case. The relators wanted to use statistical sampling to show that a nationwide healthcare provider violated the FCA by admitting patients without a medical need and making false diagnoses. The judge held that fraud would have to be proved on a claim-by-claim basis. However, DOJ argued that the judge's ruling is contrary to long-established precedent recognizing sampling as a valid method of proof in complex cases involving a large number of claims, including cases brought under the FCA. A Fifth Circuit judge recently declared a mistrial in an FCPA enforcement case after the plaintiff's counsel referenced a prior FCPA enforcement action against the defendant. The jury had been instructed to ignore these references but were not told that the previous case was irrelevant to the current action. The judge held that the information could have prejudiced the jury against the defendant. In a new white paper, Christopher Eukins and Dan Ramish of the George Washington University Law School warned that curtailing the ability of federal contractors to file bid protests could reduce opportunities to combat corruption. They say that new proposals being considered for federal spending could limit bid protests in the name of streamlining the procurement process. They also caution that this drastic change could violate international agreements under which the U.S. has agreed to maintain an effective bid protest system and could raise new risks of corruption. Compliance expert Tom Fox has released the Complete Compliance Handbook, a 500-page book bringing together ideas, topics, and techniques to incorporate into a compliance program. In the book, Fox considers 10 key elements for any successful compliance program, including the role of the Board of Directors, how to operationalize your compliance program, the role of internal audit and internal controls, and internal reporting mechanisms and investigations, management of third parties, and more. Ireland's Parliament is considering a new law that would create new anti-corruption measures targeting white-collar crime. The bill has passed one chamber of the legislature and is now before the second. The SEC recently awarded more than $2.2 million to a former company insider who voluntarily provided critical information to another federal agency before reporting it to the SEC, and whose report led to a significant SEC enforcement action. This is the first payment made under SEC's Safe Harbor rules, which provide a 120-day grace period to whistleblowers who report information to other federal agencies before submitting the same information to SEC. Odebrecht SA will pay federal employees in Brazil approximately $734 million in damages related to the massive corruption scandal plaguing the company across multiple countries. The settlement is reportedly in the analysis phase. Fund manager Legg Mason Inc. has reserved $67 million to resolve FCPA investigations with the Department of Justice and SEC. The case involves London-based Permal Group, which Legg Mason bought in 2005 and which managed money for the Libyan government from 2005 to 2007. Inchcape Shipping Services Holdings Limited will pay $20 million to resolve allegations it violated the FCA by knowingly overbilling the Navy under contracts for ship husbanding services. According to a QITAM lawsuit, Inchcape knowingly submitted invoices that overstated the quantity of goods and services provided, billed at rates in excess of applicable contract rates, and double-billed for some goods and services. And that's the news. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubK Compliance page where you listen to this podcast. Please join me again in 2 weeks for the next edition of the Compliance News Podcast.